your weekly countdown. The top five on KX93.5.
Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground here. You are causing a major disturbance on my time.
I've been thinking about this, Mr. Hand. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time? Certainly, there's nothing wrong with a little feast on our time.
Yes, Linda Halligan, the top five things you shouldn't say to your teacher today.
Yes, isn't that our time? Yeah, don't say that one. That is our topic, the top five things you should never say to your teacher. Mr. Spicoli right there and Mr. Hand from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. What a classic film.
Hi, Jason.
Good morning.
Hello.
I forgot
you were here.
I'm confused. I never saw that film, so
you
I don't know what it is.
You never saw Fast Times?
No.
Okay, that's a homework assignment.
And I think the time has probably passed for me to see that film.
No, still
no?
see it. No, you'd still enjoy it.
You know another one? Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
You have to see Ferris Bueller's
you
Day Off.
You haven't seen Ferris Bueller?
You're making me angry, Jason.
Yeah.
That's
you don't
want to
really, make me
really
angry.
Saddening.
Sorry.
Tyler knows.
It's okay. Yeah, Linda gets really upset when you haven't seen a movie from
1985. I do.
No, if you haven't
the
seen,
one thing
you
that
haven't
really
seen every movie from 1985, Linda will lose it.
Yeah,
on
no.
Yeah.
I was a little drunk in 1985.
Were
I don't
you?
Remember, yeah.
You probably saw them then. You just don't remember.
Maybe. Could be, yeah.
Oh, well. What's going on, everybody?
Hi, we're happy to have you here counting down things.
Yes.
It's our new show, Daily Scramble Live, and we're happy to host you with this mad thing that you do.
It's great to be here, you guys. It's going to be a ton of fun. So that's our topic. Top five things you should never say to your teacher. As you probably know, all the Laguna kids went back to school yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And did they go back later than everybody in the universe?
Pretty much.
I'm like...
They did.
No offense, kids.
I'm not surprised.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
Extra surf and skimboarding.
Exactly.
Are you surprised? I think they've got a spring break next week.
They probably do. And then there's ski week 2 weeks after that. Anyway, one thing that I don't like to say to the teacher, Tyler will agree with me on this, can I go to the bathroom? Because they will say, I don't know, can you?
Yeah.
You have to say, may I go to the bathroom?
What you do at that point is you say, yes, I can, and then you just do it in your pants.
You just do it. Like Dirty Rotten Scoundrels with Steve Martin, which
just
of course you didn't see.
You see, yeah, see, yeah. I can.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that number five?
It's not. That's just one I wanted to throw in there.
Okay.
It didn't make it in. Okay, let's go for number five. Ready?
Yeah.
Could you make your class more fun? Guaranteed that'll be the last time you ever see a movie in class,
have a game day. Yeah.
You know, don't say that. Even
if
you feel it.
Are kids that mean?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have dared to say anything like that to my teacher.
Yeah.
That's insulting their entire job and their being.
Absolutely. And a lot of these do insult their jobs, and we're going to get into that because teachers, I mean, they need a lot more respect for what they do, I think. No,
but they're teaching the most respectless individuals that we know.
That's why they should be respected even more.
But they are the few kids. I mean, I hate to say it, it's not a terrible cliche, but they are the future of our world.
Well, that was going to be my statement for number one, Jason, but we will get to that.
Go on, then.
But you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Okay, number four. No. I was listening. I just wasn't paying attention. Yeah.
I don't think I ever said that either.
No? What did you ever say to your teacher?
I said, I was listening intently. Thank you so much for educating me, dearest teacher.
May I get an A+, please? Well, if I hear that and I'm a teacher, I'm going to be like, you little...
I was listening, but I wasn't paying attention. What do kids think the difference is?
Well, if they say, you're not listening to me. No, I was listening. I just wasn't paying attention. Like, I hear you, but it's not getting into my brain because I don't care enough to listen.
Right.
You know what I mean? So for it to really sink in.
You have a 10-year-old, right?
Yeah, 11.
11 now.
Yes.
So are these directly targeted at
him? No. He's actually very, very sweet.
Okay.
So I don't. I think he'd be too afraid to say anything mean to the teacher, which is great. And that's how
it just makes me want to bring back corporal punishment. Bend him over and whack him with a something. I got whacked with a slipper.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, they called it the slipper, but it was really like a Converse All Star or something like that.
A slipper.
It wasn't a slipper.
Big old shoe.
It was a shoe. Yeah. It was like a training shoe or something. Yeah.
Size 13 or something. Okay, number three. Why is this important? Because it is. If it's in the plan and they're supposed to teach you, you need to know. Now, will you remember 10, 20 years from now? Maybe not. But right now, it is important.
Yeah, I wouldn't even get into that whole, will you need it? I would just say, it's important because I said it.
Right, because I said so
and
is
now,
pretty much the answer to all these things.
Yeah, and bend over.
Yeah.
And that'll be the last time you speak to me. Don't ever speak to me again.
Yeah, so
you would
be quiet.
Pretty much the worst teacher in the world. This is why Jason
isn't
a teacher.
I'll be fired in a minute.
I would love to have Jason as a teacher. Wouldn't that be fun?
We told a story this morning. I don't know if you heard it earlier. Two kindergartners in Russia tunneled out of their schoolyard playground. They like Shawshank Redemption. I was just gonna tunneled out of the playground
and escape, it was that bad.
Escape school.
Wow.
Yeah. So don't do that either, kids.
Don't do that either.
If you're listening.
And if you do,
you know what?
Don't
if you can do that, you should do that. Because you can't do that.
Right.
Kindergarten. I mean, how did they do it with a spoon? What did they do it with? It's impossible.
With some blocks, I think.
A plastic shovel.
If you can do that, you should do that and get in the papers and write a book about it.
They did. They made it all the way to Southern California.
Right.
You should write a book, make a film about it, and then say to the teachers, you know what? I don't need any more of your education. I don't need your thought control. Pink Floyd.
Did you mean? I know. I was wondering if you meant to quote Pink Floyd or if it just came out.
Right.
Doesn't it always just come out? Yeah. I feel like Pink Floyd just sort of comes out of my conversation many times a day.
What are we at, number two?
Number two. I could teach this class better than you.
Mm.
Really? Why don't you get up here and show us?
I think I probably said that. That's one I probably said.
Did you actually say it or just think it?
I always thought it. I might have said it once.
And now kids are thinking I could learn more from Wikipedia, from Google, from Yahoo, from, you know, kids.
Oh, I can't even imagine kids.
What's the matter with kids, dude?
Kids, I hate them.
I hate them. Some. And I will say, look, there might be one or two, you know, who like to make trouble, but most
please,
are okay.
Please note
are
that
okay.
Jason is recently married and has no children.
Okay. Are you recently married?
Well, 5 years.
Oh, okay.
It's quite recent.
Congratulations.
But we have a little dog, and she doesn't behave herself, but she's a dog.
Yeah. Does she go to school?
I say, when I always wind my wife up, when the dog does something bad, you know, she does something naughty, I always say, good girl.
When she
good
poops
girl.
On your wife's clothing?
No, not the pooping. I'm not in favor of that.
Yeah.
But if she barks at somebody or, you know, just whatever, runs up, bolts out of the house when you open the door, good girl.
That's really good dog owning.
I love that dog. I don't care. She can do what she wants.
All the other dog owners are really going to hate him and his dog, but that's okay. All right, are you ready for number one, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's really terrible. Going back to what Jason said a few minutes ago. Those who can't do... teach.
Yeah, lovely. Quote,
no.
George Bernard Shaw.
A kid would say that.
Kids can be terrible.
You notice that neither one of us have them, so we're totally unaware that kids talk like this.
Well, I am not speaking from experience because I know some really, really fantastic kids here in Laguna Beach.
Sure.
But there are some jerky kids everywhere.
Don't say that to your teacher, guys.
Don't say that.
If you make that quote, it's George Bernard Shaw, isn't it? Those that can do, those that can't teach, teach geography. Isn't it? I don't think the geography bit's his, but up until that point, it's all George Bernard Shaw. Make the kid read George Bernard Shaw and write an essay on it. Just unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up.
Because these teachers, they have chosen this career, and they are, like Jason just said a minute ago, I mean, they are forming the future of America.
Yeah.
Do we want a bunch of, you know, little punks running around because they didn't have a good teacher? You know,
and most and of them,
really
outside of Laguna Beach, for
Laguna
sure.
Beach.
Outside of Laguna Beach, for sure, they don't get paid very much. Compared to other professionals, it's a vocation and a calling.
Yes,
to be a teacher, and it's such a hard job because, as you say, a lot of kids don't understand the word discipline.
Right.
Although they do get paid the most in Laguna Beach of any other Orange County city.
Yeah, most of them do. And I was a terrible child. I was a horrible child, and I probably did half of the things that you said. But I was punished brutally.
Yeah. What kind of school did
slipper.
You go to?
I went just an ordinary school
just
in England, but you know,
okay.
Back there, public school. Yeah, that was just, you know, if you
had a uniform, right?
I had a uniform, yeah.
Did you wear it?
I wore it, of course.
Okay.
And if you didn't wear it, you went, got sent
you
home.
You got two shoes.
No, you got sent home, and then I would do stuff. I had a teacher called Mrs. Port, Madame Port. She taught French. Madame Port. She was English.
Yeah.
And she would come in the class. She would say, "Bonjour tout le monde." Hello, everyone. And we'd all say, "Bonjour, madame." Hello, madame. And then she would say, "Comment ça va?" And we would say, "Ça va très bien, merci, et vous?" And she would say, "Très bien, merci, asseyez-vous, sit down." And we'd all have to sit down. And then at that point, when we sat down, she'd say, "Jason Feddy, get out." And that was it. And I'd go, what? And she'd go, "You were going to do something. Get out of the class. Go and stand under the clock in the sports hall, whatever." And I would go in there.
Well, she looks into the future and just disciplines you early. But Madame Port taught you something because I thought your French was fantastic just now.
That's the only French I know, and nothing else.
When I was about seven, maybe eight, I got almost expelled from school for mimicking my Spanish teacher. And my parents love to tell this story. I did get kicked out of school for a day.
I don't buy it. Tyler getting kicked out. I don't know.
She was scolding someone in class, and I remember it vividly. His name was TJ. So she said, "TJ, don't do that." And I was like, "Yeah, TJ, stop it." And
you mocked her accent.
I mocked her. Yeah. And she sent me in the principal's office. I got sent home. And my parents love it because I was an 8-year-old who could do a Spanish accent, right? And
and that's right. That's part of it. It's like the kid gets sent home. You know he's being disciplined. You know it's not nice what he did, blah, blah, blah. I've seen this happen with a lot of parents. Uh-huh. Not, you don't like what he did. But on the other hand, it was really funny what he did.
Right.
And so what are you going to do? I mean, people do funny things at work all the time that aren't really appropriate. You know, yeah. And we're really teaching a workforce is what we're doing. That's the point of it.
It's like, you were so bad. Chuckle, chuckle.
But yes, I remember being a little brat. So just quit it. Stop it.
Just
don't
quit
do that.
It, guys.
Don't do that.
And, you know, understand that I'm doing this while all the kids hopefully are in school. So they're not going to get any ideas or anything like that. But yeah. Just be good. Huh?
Hey, Linda, we want to play a game with you in like 5 minutes. Can you do that?
I can do that.
All right. We're going to play a game with you.
All right. What about movies coming out?
Yeah. What movies are coming out this weekend?
Okay. The one I'm really excited to see. M. Night Shyamalan, or I like to say Shyamalan Ding Dong. The Visit. Mm-hmm. Have you seen trailers for this?
There will be a twist.
There's these kids, and they go to visit their grandparents out in the middle of nowhere or whatever. And in the trailer, the grandmother goes, could you get inside the oven to clean it? Like, they just completely flip out.
What?
Yeah, scary.
I like
scary.
It.
Scary. Gives grandparents a bad name. So that one looks fantastic. PG-13, scary. The other one is The Perfect Guy, a thriller, kind of like Fatal Attraction, Sanaa Lathan, Michael Ealy, and Morris Chestnut. So
cool. Thank you, Linda Halligan, for the top five on KX93.5, which is now on Daily Scramble Live.
You're welcome. Be good and, to your teacher.
People. We're going
to
play a game in a few minutes with Linda to wrap up the 8 a.m. hour on KX93.5.
Will you dance?